This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. At the start of the pandemic, Avenal State Prison postponed college classes and other programs to prevent inmates from spreading COVID-19 between housing units. Employees, however, can move freely between them. As FM89's Carrie Klein reports, many public health experts, including officials in Kings County, have warned against such movement.
Ed Welker is relatively new to Avenal State Prison. He's been incarcerated there since March, but when he was recently moved to a new dorm on a different yard, he saw a familiar face.
One of the officers that are working right now in the building that I'm in the two-yard, is the regular building officer over on the five-yard where I just came from.
Welker says he and other inmates were shocked to learn that correctional officers, or COs, can work their main shifts and overtime in different parts of the prison, even if one of those is a quarantine area.
We're like, wait a second, if you normally work over there and we know that there's positive cases over there, what the hell are you doing coming over here?
More than 3,300 inmates and staff have tested positive for the virus at Avenal. It's the highest total of any prison in California and possibly the highest in the country. 8 incarcerated men have died. The union that represents COs confirms picking up overtime shifts in different facilities does fall under its contract with the state prison system. In contrast, county public health officials and even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warn against this practice, arguing that keeping staff in place can help mitigate the spread of the disease. Inmate Ty Tran fears for his health.
They should just work overtime on the same yard, not go to another yard. They'll bring it back over here, and that's how the infection spread from other yards.
The risk may be even greater because a recent report shows many prisons are not following basic safety precautions. California's Office of the Inspector General found staff failed to properly wear masks at 2/3 of the prisons it visited. Social distancing wasn't followed either. Here's Ed Welker again.
They're putting our lives in danger because this had been put out as a potentially deadly disease.
Avenal reported its first case of COVID-19 in mid-May in an employee. Soon after, Kings County Public Health Director Edward Hill tried to get ahead of a prison outbreak.
Yeah, we issued 6 health officer orders.
6 orders to the warden of Avenal, which is overseen by the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or CDCR. They addressed testing and quarantining, and one ordered the prison to keep employees on the same assignment until the outbreak was under control. But CDCR, of course, is a state agency, not a county one.
CDCR's legal counsel sent us a letter stating that we didn't have authority within their fences, that they would follow the recommendations by the California Department of Public Health.
Online guidance from the Department of Public Health doesn't mention anything about modifying staff work assignments. The agency deferred specific questions back to CDCR, which declined an interview for this story. But in a statement, a CDCR representative did say prisons limit staff movement to the extent possible given their labor agreements and that they follow CDC recommendations. For its part, the CDC says minimizing staff movement is essential during the pandemic, and UC San Francisco echoed the guidance in a memo to San Quentin State Prison. All of this is frustrating for Kings County Supervisor Craig Peterson, who says the state tasked the county with protecting public health, but by ignoring the county's health orders, he feels that Avenal isn't cooperating.
You know, when the state's asking us to perform, you would expect that the state would be performing at that same level.
Especially because the state has asked businesses everywhere to scale back due to the virus.
It just didn't sit well with me that, you know, you have, you know, a set of labor decisions impacting a community that has another set of limitations.
In an email statement, the COs union doesn't deny that they could be vectors for the virus. But whether prison guards have been a factor in Avenal's massive outbreak, incarceree John Walker doesn't fault them for doing their jobs.
You know, there's a lot of pressure on the COs, and I think a lot of them, it wasn't their fault. I think their higher-ups are the ones pressuring them to do these things.
After all, the report from the Office of the Inspector General didn't blame the employees for not wearing their masks properly and not social distancing. It pointed to lax enforcement from administrators. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.